A former FIFA soccer referee and car salesman jumped in at the deep end to create Bucky's Tap House in Langford 12 years ago. While things got off to a slow start for Simon Fern, when he teamed up with experienced hospitality pro Trevor Overbury, the pub began to thrive. The area was a lot different back then, so it was pretty quiet in here for the first couple of years. And then I started here about 10 years ago. I had been coming here once in a while and was helping Simon out because I was managing another bar and knew he didn't really have any experience. So I helped him out with some different things, and then when I left my last position, it was just a perfect fit. He and I get along great. And, since then, our business has almost tripled, Overbury says. It's been absolutely amazing. We've been very, very fortunate, obviously, with the growth of the neighborhood, and also have very loyal regulars, and very loyal staff. And it's just always consistent. We work really hard to be consistent with our food and drink. Simon is also a genuinely good guy and treats all the staff really well. Making their mark as a neighborhood pub and in the local area has been aided by lots of community fundraisers. I think my favorite fundraiser was a 10-year anniversary one in support of the Goldstream Food Bank and Wounded Warriors. Simon wanted to raise $10,000, and I went about getting contributions for some auction items, cash contributions, and selling t-shirts. We ended up raising over $20,000, thanks to the support of all our regulars. We had a huge day. We closed off the parking lot and had a live band. It was phenomenal. We've also put together GoFundMes for staff when they've been going through hardships, and give away our bottles to kids' hockey and soccer teams. We're always just trying to help out wherever we can. The Diablo Wings Challenge has become a popular annual charity event in mid to late October. Our Diablo Wings are the hottest in Victoria. So every year we do a competition where 10 people try and see who can eat 10 of them the fastest. Most times, only one or two can finish them. We were featured on Check and always have them out here. It's a huge event and people are crammed in to watch. Upgrading the food menu was one of Overbury's initial aims upon joining Bucky's. The execution needed improving, and we needed to streamline basic standards and expectations to make sure everybody was on the same page, he says. We tried to elevate our menu to be more than just a regular pub menu. So slowly, over the years, we brought in the right people and now have an amazing chef and a very talented sous chef. Our sous chef, Eli Mitchell, should be in a fine dining restaurant. He really has that kind of knowledge of flavor pairings and knowing how to make flavorful sauces from scratch. And our head chef, Carolyn Haywood, is excellent too. She has a background in systems and has helped tighten things up. A trio of dishes, tuna tataki, chicken rani, and the jerk chicken trini bowl, are current standouts. They're the ones getting rave reviews right now, Overbury says. The tuna tataki is out of this world. It's fantastic. The chicken rani leads the way in the sandwiches department. And then for entrees, the jerk chicken trini bowl is unique and does really well. This is one of Eli's creations. I sampled the delicious tuna tataki, and its taste and elegant presentation make it easy to see why Bucky's has a reputation for fine dining. On the drinks front, I sampled two cocktails, the refreshing Drunken Raspberry and the Ultimate Caesar, garnished with a skewer of tasty bites, a beef slider, salt and pepper chicken wing, and candied bacon. Our Ultimate Caesar is definitely a signature drink, and I feel like we were the first ones in the area to come up with it. One of my regular customers came up with the idea. Kaz makes up a lot of our feature cocktails, and he and my bar manager are currently working on our new drink menu coming out in September. The Drunken Raspberry I sampled was a blend of raspberry sourpuss, raspberry vodka, fresh lemon juice, fresh lime juice, and cranberry and orange sauces. Cocktails, including non-alcoholic versions, are a particular focus of Bucky's, along with 18 taps of beer, including 4 from Phillips and their house beers. Bucky's has several theme nights, including 60-watt trivia on Thursdays, music bingo, and karaoke. The trivia night is hosted by Kristen Lurie, who started her now-thriving company at Bucky's. From day one, it was a hit. Kristen is amazing, Overbury says. Of the around 20 staff, including his sons Kaz and Reese, we have 10 up front and 10 in the back. I'm really picky about the people I hire. And once they get here, they usually don't leave. Not for a long time. With their patio, Bucky's can cater to around 120 people. I wish it was a little bit bigger sometimes because there are nights like music bingo and karaoke when we have to turn people away. We just encourage them to come early so they don't miss out. But on the whole, we're doing great, and a lot of people say we're the last of the true neighborhood pubs. Learn more at buckystaphouse.ca.